Good morning on this Fat Tuesday, the start of Mardi Gras. This is your call to get in touch with your people to see if they're all right. More than 300,000 people in the South have no power this morning as a rare mix of sleet, snow, and freezing rain slams the region. FlightAware.com says more than 3,000 flights are canceled across the South and six governors have declared states of emergency. Forecasters say another system will roll in today and bring more snow, ice, and below zero temperatures as far south as Tennessee. The nation gets a new Secretary of Defense today. Ashton Carter will be sworn in as the 25th at a White House ceremony hosted by Vice President Joe Biden. The Senate confirmed Carter by an overwhelming 93-5 vote last week. A federal judge in Texas is overruling President Obama's executive orders on immigration. The injunction Judge Andrew Hanen issued last night will prevent the expanded Deferred Action for Children Arrivals program from starting later this week. Crude prices continue to rally, but some industry analysts worry that prices have gone up way too much, too fast. U.S. crude was up to more than $53 a barrel. Analysts say the price rise won't last because there's no technical or fundamental reason for the increase. The man accused of killing three Muslim students in Chapel Hill, North Carolina last week is being indicted by a grand jury. Craig Hicks is facing three counts of first-degree murder for the deaths of three students. Monday's indictment coincides with an investigation by the U.S. Department of Justice into whether the incident can be classified as a hate crime. Now here at home, a plan that would strip more money from IPS is now in the State House. State House Republicans are proposing a two-year budget plan that more than doubles the $200 million in school funding proposed by Governor Pence. Now the Indianapolis Star reports it overhauls education funding that moves toward a money-following-the-student plan. In the plan, IPS would lose roughly $18 million over the next 2 years. State Schools Chief Glenda Ritz says she knows what schools need, and it's less testing and more time teaching. The embattled leader made a surprise appearance yesterday at a rally for public education at the State House. Now, more than 1,000 people were there to protest legislation that would remove Ritz as chair of the State Board of Education. The measure was on yesterday's legislative agenda, but it wasn't called for a vote. Indy has the third highest rate of teens who have considered suicide. Now, a new report from the Indiana Youth Institute reveals that 19% of Hoosier students contemplated killing themselves in the past 12 months. The report also states that Indiana has the second highest rate of teens who have attempted suicide. This data book was released yesterday, and it uses information from hundreds of national and state sources to analyze Hoosier children and their families. Duke Energy is warning customers of a bill payment scam. The company says someone claiming to be with Duke is calling people and threatening to shut off their service unless they make a payment with a prepaid debit card within an hour. A spokesman says if you have a delinquent account, you'll receive multiple notifications over the course of several weeks prior to disconnection, not just one. Riley Hospital for Children is getting a financial boost from a snapper. The Colts' Matt Overton is handing over quite a bit of money to them for Twitter followers. Last night, he challenged fans to follow him on Twitter, saying he'd pledge a dollar for every new follower. Within the first 5 hours, about 3,200 people took him up on his offer. The money first goes to the Ball State University Dance Marathon, which then benefits Riley and its foundation. The NFL Scouting Combine kicks off this Friday. College kickers, offensive linemen, and tight ends arrive today, while quarterbacks, wide receivers, and running backs show up tomorrow. Defensive players are set to arrive Thursday and Friday. And finally, Bobby Christina Brown will remain on life support at an Atlanta hospital. This according to her dad's lawyer, who's denying reports claiming the family is planning to take the 21-year-old off life support at the end of the week. Now, the lawyer tells People magazine that the latest rumors are false. The only daughter of late R&B superstar Whitney Houston with Bobby Brown has been fighting for her life since January 31st when she was found unconscious in her bathtub. Brown's attorney has previously slammed the media for speculating on Bobby Christina's condition. The winter deep freeze continues with snow across the Midwest to the Northeast today. Now here in Indy, Expect clouds and a high of only 27. Yes, that's cold. I'm Kim Wells. Make it a great day as you listen to us all day on Indy's Inspiration and Praise Station, AM 1310 The Light, and right here online at praiseindy.com.